from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, this is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Driver testing actually conducted by the MTO is on a list of short, mid, and long-term ideas to make Highways 11 and 17 in the north safer, released by Temiscaming Cochrane New Democratic MPP John Vantoff. He says more than 100 truck companies recruit, train, and test their own drivers. Even Drive Test, where you get your Class G license, is a third-party contractor.
If you're going to drive a commercial vehicle in Ontario, people should be sure that the people who hold that license actually can drive that vehicle. And one way to ensure that is make sure that they go through an MTO test.
The entire list of changes Vantoff wants the province to adopt is on the web version of this story. A faculty strike anticipated to start tomorrow at Ontario's 24 public colleges won't happen after all. The union, OPSU, and the College Employers Council both confirm that agreement has been reached. OPSU says there are significant benefit gains. There are, however, outstanding issues. They'll go through the mediation arbitration process. Canada Post says it has restored normal delivery schedules for domestic parcels following the month-long strike that ended December 17th. But the Crown Corporation adds there are still delays in regular letter mail and international packages remain piled up. It can't say when normal delivery will resume. Now might be a good time to improve your home's energy efficiency. The provincial government is introducing two new programs to save energy and money. The Home Renovation Savings Program, which begins January 28th, will give homeowners a rebate of up to 30% on energy improvements. Those will include new windows, doors and insulation, air sealing, smart thermostats, heat pumps, and rooftop solar systems. The province is also extending its Peak Perks program to small businesses. The incentives are similar to those the Ford government canceled when it took office in 2018. Energy Minister Stephen Lecce says this is different because more homeowners will qualify and the new program has a longer commitment period.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.